Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Every Saturday, I bring you the salt of the ocean. And I say that because 25 years in medicine essentially comes down to fundamentals. I wish I could be more charming in my approach, but sometimes you have to sacrifice charm for the truth. And the truth is, amidst the myriad of approaches to natural health, holistic health, health as opposed to what you get in the hospitals or on your health care plan, health as opposed to all of these things that we call natural health, is this myopia, this short-sightedness, this delusion that somehow, against the disappearance of the ecosystem, we're going to be able to compensate through diets and supplements and cleanses and this, that, and the other thing. And it doesn't add up statistically. If you put on another suit and instead of being the doctor, become the actuary, the guy that crunches the numbers, you would agree with me. Now, this is what I do. For 25 years, I have held my standards very high. That means if you opt, if you make a choice as distinct from surgery or a life on pharmaceuticals, your option should be that affords you cure, radiant health, freedom, not just another substitution for a life of indentured servitude to your illness, just in a different form than drugs. What's the difference? What is essentially then, in the end, the difference between do your surgery, do your drugs, or live on some delusion that these sycophantic, superficial approaches in holistic health, these tools we buy, from herbs to machines to lasers to the rest of it, are going to get you the radiant health that you deserve? What is really the difference? If you add up the numbers, what you'll find is most people who are chronically ill stay chronically ill. And I'm proud that at least look for alternatives. But the truth is, after 25 years, I don't see enough of it. This doesn't mean I'm against holistic health, obviously. Natural medicine is where I stand. But when I say every Saturday I bring you the salt of the ocean, that's just one example of many different practices that I urge you to involve yourself with. And yes, I know I may be repeating myself, but it's because you're not listening. The other day I have a woman on the phone, a woman I care about, a woman I know, I've known for quite a while. A woman, unfortunately, a very young woman, a woman under 40 years old, a woman who is in deep doo-doo with the illness that we call cancer. And I've been saying to this woman for 5 years, move to a cave, a hut, a wooden shack in the middle of nowhere, and make sure you put your head on the soil at night when you sleep. Take a second mortgage out on the million-dollar home you have. Stifled up high and tight in concrete and steel. And take a second mortgage out and spend a fraction of that out in nature. This happens more often than you think, my friends. people who get sick, who are deathly ill. Cancer is just one of the many things. And you have the option, and you're in the position to be radical about your health. But no, you're going to go off to Panama and spend $200,000 on stem cells. No, you're going to go off to some clinic somewhere in Germany and have them make vaccines for your cancer. And you're going to surround yourself with men of high intelligence, men and women of high intelligence, high academic aptitude, endless credentials, curriculum vitaes that go on 5 pages, elegant and splendor, wrapped with a bow tie. And you're going to get screwed. You get it? Are you hearing me? You want the sucker's punch? You want the sucker's punch? Stay in your head. Stay impressed by the institutions of the world. Stay impressed by what appears to be nothing but more than endless rhetoric. And have your health managed by people who represent that. You want to take the sucker punch? Take that one. And fail to come to terms with the fact that as the cancer rates skyrocket, as the chronic disease rates skyrocket, the single most causative factor by far, 100 times over, is the fact that the ecosystems are disappearing. That means the food, the water, the air, the way of life, the way we said hello to each other are all changing and have changed so drastically that they barely resemble 200 years ago. Now, can you embrace that? Or are you just going to sit there too often like a victim, nod your head, and then say, but what can I do? But what can I do? You can stand up to it, and you can make right choices. And you can find the fortitude to compensate for the inconveniences. Because if you really study it, when you buy into the baloney, if you think you're going to get yourself out of chronic disease from a series of cleanses, if you think you're going to get yourself out of chronic disease from a month or two at some health spa, if you think you're going to get yourself out of chronic disease because you went to the highest institution in the land, you're kidding yourself. It doesn't matter where you go. If you add the numbers up like an actuary, everyone is just managing disease. Curing disease, we're not doing. Managing disease, we're doing a great job of. On both sides of the fence, I said both sides. Please do not be deaf in this moment. I didn't say medicine. I didn't say allopathy. I didn't say it's only the standard allopathic Kaiser Permanente medical community that's managing disease. I said the other side's just managing disease also. As a young doctor, I was asked to manage disease for many years. My teachers, my schools, the schools of which I went to many, the mentors of which I had quite a few, the senior members of the natural medical community, had an attitude. And the attitude was, look, you can't tell somebody to move. You can't tell somebody to go sleep in their backyard. You can't tell somebody to swim in the ocean. You can't tell somebody to fast, but I mean like fast with an intensity. You can't tell somebody to risk getting really sick as they engage in some of these radical cockamamie practices. You can't tell somebody to drink urine. You can't tell somebody to eat rotten meat. You can't tell somebody to eat whatever, organs. You can't tell people to get into that voodoo we call prana. And so on and so forth. You can't tell people to give away half their possessions. You can't tell people that the reason they're sick, they're miserable, that they have more hate in them than they can afford. You can't tell people that there's no real cure for them outside coming to terms with why you have no passion or joy. You can't do all these things is what we're told. So we mollycoddle it. We gloss over it with herbal remedies and cleanses and the rest of it. And all these neat little newsletters that we send to our patients, our clients, informing them of the newest insight backed by tons of research. The numbers don't add up. This is the problem. So I want to say this to you as respectfully as I can, as humbly as I can. I'm just a guy that would like to see better statistics. I am not impressed. And if you look, by and large, at most of the media, it doesn't matter. YouTube, the internet, radio shows, it doesn't matter. Everybody's selling something, swearing that it's going to change their life, getting patient testimonies claiming that it couldn't possibly be anything other than genuine. And yet, when you look at the numbers, it's not there. Take cancer. Now, the reason we have to understand cancer in a different way, especially now, is chemotherapy and radiation are soon to be replaced by genetic engineering. It means we're going to go in and now we're going to try to manipulate the genes to give the immune system more intelligence, to make the chemotherapies more effective. We're spending a lot of money doing this. It's the cutting edge. If you just don't want to get cut up and drugged, it's going to be standard pretty much for people that can afford it. And it costs, and I don't know if insurance will ever cover it. But the therapies are available. I have more than a few clients engaging. And you're going to go to some far off place because the best of it is outside the United States at the moment for a variety of reasons, and some of them are good reasons. But for a variety of reasons, cancer vaccines are on the way. It's the future. And so typically what happens is you engage somebody who's been to various clinics throughout the world. Germany is one fine place where these things are done. And they've been there for a series, and they've shown some improvement, some reduction in their cancer markers, and everybody's happy because it buys you time. But if you go into the health portfolio of these people, what you find more often than not is flagrant, unbelievable violations of fundamentals of health. And that's what you find consistently. That means you hate your husband. You hate your wife. You feel useless. You feel you're a failure. It means you live in an electromagnetic death dome. It means you're surrounded by so much radiation on so many different levels that you're being fried. It means the levels of toxicity in the air that you breathe, in the neighborhood you live, is far beyond what mortal man should be exposed to. It means the water you're exposed to, the water you bathe in. It means you have, despite your cachexic, or despite the fact that you have a wasting disease, it means that there's just no environment around you that allows you to move your body. No one gave you, you didn't spend the $5,000 that you could have on a saltwater pool in the backyard. There's no relationship that's been worked out somewhere with someone that allows you to move your bedridden body, move the body that you can't really move around anymore, because you can't go to LA Fitness and you can't go to 24-hour fitness and you can't have a sports trainer and you can't lift weights and you can barely move because you don't have the energy. But instead of being put in water 3-4 times a week to make a massive difference to your health, a massive difference. What would eliminate half of your pain hasn't even been broached. It hasn't even been considered. But you're spending incredible sums of money on all sorts of health regimens, including cancer vaccines, at the expense of the four or five things I just listed. Can you get that? Can you just take that one in, please? Please just take that one in. On top of which, you never really take the time to understand your disease. You don't. You don't. You think you do, but you don't. When I say that the cure for illness is putting the illness on the A-list, with that comes understanding it, and you can understand it. You can understand it. And if you think you can't understand it, you're in trouble. The attitude will kill you, not the disease. You have to understand, like you've understood everything else in your life, like you've taken the time to understand it. If you have a chronic illness, you have to understand it. Understand it like a scientist would understand it. Yes, it's just your disease, specific to you, and you have the time and the energy and the brains to understand it. If you don't understand it, you will never do the things you have to do to cure it. What we do, what we're trained to do, is absolve our responsibility to understanding, as a scientist would understand, our illness. And once we do that, we cut off any real possibility of doing things sufficient to cure. And we substitute them with nonsense. Cleanses do not cure disease. They don't. And herbs, the herbs you buy on the radio, the little short Cliff Note ebooks you read about what you need to do, doesn't cure chronic disease. Right, I know. That's not a popular thing to say. How can I possibly say that in that I represent that community? I'll tell you why. Because if you add the numbers up, they are not impressive. And so I say health has to come on the A list. You have to understand it with a gravity. And you cannot sacrifice sleeping on the earth, using water, fasting, changing your thought processes, and every other radical approach you've ever heard me mention. You can't sacrifice it in the name of more superficial trends. But, my fellow Americans, what we've decided in the natural health sector is that we can. And that the real cutting edge is the fact that we're not going to line up at Kaiser Permanente and have our organs ripped out. We're not going to have our flesh nuked, liquefied by radiation. And that in itself constitutes some huge advance. Get with it. That's 30 years ago. It's 30 years ago. We've had in the holistic community enough time to look at our results, and they're not good. I don't care how many rah-rah parties we throw. That's what we do. We throw rah-rah parties. We all get together and clap and look at each other at how smart and ahead of the curve we are because we take an herbal supplement. My God. Look at the statistics. Use your common sense. Look at how the misery in Southern California has grown over 30 years. And understand that that misery is in reciprocity with the deterioration of our health. When you feel good, you smile. Doesn't matter what life's challenges are. When in the balance of trade, you feel good, you emit, you produce enough endorphin. You feel good and you project that. We're not doing that. So don't listen to these rah-rah campaigns. Yes, yes. Better to light a candle than curse the darkness. At a certain point, that's not true. It's better to deal with reality and then do something about it. So today, I go to the ocean. And there's no one there. There's no one there. A few seals. But if you go up to the Starbucks, in front of the Starbucks, there's about 200 cars. Because every week they have a car show. And everybody stands there in front of their car. And when you drive by, if you don't have the car that they have, the Maserati, the Rolls, the 67 Corvette, the Chevy Chevelle from the early 60s, if you don't have any of those antiquities, they look at you like, why are you driving by our car? They won't even get out of your way. And then if you drive by the Starbucks, there's a line out the door. We have time for that. We have money for that. We put our priorities into that. But our beaches are empty. Go ahead. I challenge you. Get up. Go take a hike. Go take a hike at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be you and the rattlesnakes and the deer and the hawks and the rabbits and the coyotes and the raccoons and the mountain lions. But there won't be any people. So don't tell me we understand health. Don't tell me that, because I don't see an evidence of it. And look, I know the way I sound, but really, it does take a cultivation. It takes time to mature yourself to that understanding. So what I'm asking you to do is to start to put health on the A list. It's why I give you 400 plus shows. You know, anytime I have anybody that falls in love with these shows, anybody that listens to them, anybody that really listens to them, and that's straighttalk.cc if you didn't know, anybody that listens to them changes their life. Because the shows have exactly this vantage point. I know what works, because I've done everything that the best is supposed to do, and I'm telling you, it doesn't work. And when I drew my conclusions a number of years ago, when I occasionally get somebody that decides to listen, it works. You can cure anything. Anything. But you have to do it. And if we fail, it's not because it couldn't be. It's because we just didn't do it. We didn't project it. So hit that website, straighttalk.cc. Hit it. There's 400-something shows. Today's show 420. Hit it and take it in deep, because it'll change your perspective. And it's in that shift in perspective that you find cure. We have to look at our process. How you do the dance with your symptom, how you dance with your chronic symptom or your chronic disease or your life-threatening disease, how you dance with it, how you create relationship with it, has to change. If we look at health, if we look at the expression of chronic disease in the last 300 years, yes, we've got the technology now to prove that genes, that are genetics, is being unduly, unbeneficially burdened, tested. It's actually being purified. If the genetics can't stand up to the assault, you die. So in terms of population genetics, the shift in our disease rates is a purification process. Who knows, within 10,000 years, you might be able to put your head in a microwave oven and come out smiling. Certainly, we're capable of morphing that one over the years, but you see, it could mean 100,000 years of unnecessary suffering. But this is what we're doing now. Make no mistake about it. We're being altered genetically. We're being selectively burdened genetically. And the way to understand your illnesses is to understand the link between what the ecosystem offers us and the proper relationship between gene cycles. Cancer is an imbalance in a cell cycle. It reflects a dysregulation of genetics, of genes, of proteins and genes that regulate other genes that regulate cell cycles all go into imbalance. And if you really trace it to its roots, it's because the ecosystem isn't there. So where do you buy your food? At Ralph's? Do you delude yourself into thinking that the garbage that Whole Foods sells is organic food? It's garbage. It's pus. What about a farm share? What about a farm share? What about converting part of your backyard into a little farm, a garden? What about a farm share? What about really seeking out the farmers' markets, those few farmers that still farm? What about retiring to where it's clean? What about putting it on the A-list? What about the backyard that could have the yurt? What about spending the $10,000 or $15,000 to build your own small heated yoga studio? What about you with so little you live in some tenement in Torrance or downtown L.A. or wherever you suffer? How about you pick up, your job's worthless anyway, pick up and move to somewhere that's clean? Learn to make your income, your dollars, on some island in the middle of nowhere. Learn to fish. Learn to swim. What do you have to lose? You're sick and dying in your little rat hole somewhere near some Long Beach port? Doesn't matter if you're rich or you're poor. You have options. You have options, and those options will give you health. They will build and fortify your sense of purpose here. That's holistic medicine. That's natural health. Those are the laws. If you respect those laws, you can do anything. If you transgress those laws, it's hell. Take your pick. Anyone that wants to come see me, get the real rap on what you need to do. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. We will see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.